This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
U.S. gasoline prices have just topped $2 a gallon nationally, with crude oil moving back above $40 a barrel. But 40 isn't enough to help countries that sell lots of oil for a living. Arguably, the worst-hit petrostate is Venezuela, where inflation's crazy, the currency's worthless, and there are shortages of everything. Marketplace's Scott Tong tells the story from Caracas, using the humble hot dog as an instructive metaphor.
There's the simple chili cheese dog. And then there's the Venezuelan pepito, a gastronomic creation that takes street junk food to a whole different level. Like the country's economy, the pepito's issues come in layers. First, you start with a big sobrol and a small hot dog. Pepito street seller Francisco Peña takes it from there.
We add beef, chicken, chorizo, and bacon and corn and cheese and onions. It's very distinctive.
And mustard, mayo, guacamole, and ketchup and crushed potato chips. Tastes great, awfully filling. The first one I ate cost 900 local bolivars. And then I went back 3 days later and a new price was stuck on top, 1,050. Peña blames cost inflation.
If you go buy a pack of sausages, it's 9,000. And then tomorrow it's 15,000. It's crazy. Some ingredients we can find, but sometimes we can't, not even bread.
The underlying problem, think of it metaphorically as the hot dog itself, is Venezuela runs entirely on oil. Historian Miguel Tinker Salas at Pomona College says it's been that way for decades, even though the country does have potential elsewhere.
In agriculture, in mining, tourism, etc. But those were all sacrificed because oil was the most expedient, most quick, and easiest to provide revenue.
Layered on top of that, the government overspent its oil money. It borrowed, it printed money, and it brought inflation, perhaps somewhere between 180% and 400%. On top of that, oil prices have crashed, so there's not enough revenue to buy imports, including the most mundane ingredients, say tomato paste for ketchup. So Venezuela's two ketchup producers have gone dark. Here's pollster and analyst Luis Vicente León.
For one of them, they cannot find the tomato paste. For the second one, they are not obtaining the cap for the bottle because it's imported.
Our pepito seller likely buys his ketchup from a smuggler. There's lots available on the black market. But in his case, the black market has also backfired on him personally. His family lives in Maracaibo, which is far away. Once he brought food to them, but along the way, soldiers stopped him and assumed he was a smuggler. So they took his stuff, perhaps resold it themselves. It's just another layer in Venezuela's misery. Corruption. In Caracas, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.